My Life Today, June 13, Being Good and Doing Good, Highways to Happiness. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Real happiness is found only in being good and doing good. The purest, highest enjoyment comes to those who faithfully fulfill their appointed duties. To all, Christ has given the work of ministry. He is the King of glory, yet He declared, "The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister." He is the majesty of heaven, yet He willingly consented to come to this earth to do the work laid upon Him by His Father. He has ennobled labor. That He might set us an example of industry, He worked with His hands at the carpenter's trade. From a very early age, He acted His part in sustaining the family. He realized that He was a part of the family firm and willingly bore His share of the burdens. Children and youth should take pleasure in making lighter the cares of father and mother, showing an unselfish interest in the home. As they cheerfully lift the burdens that fall to their share, they are receiving a training which will fit them for positions of trust and usefulness. Each year they are to make steady advancement, gradually but surely laying aside the inexperience of boyhood and girlhood for the experience of manhood and womanhood. In the faithful performance of the simple duties of the home, boys and girls lay the foundation for mental, moral, and spiritual excellence. Riches and idleness are thought by some to be blessings indeed, but those who are always busy and who cheerfully go about their daily tasks are the most happy and enjoy the best health. The healthful weariness which results from well-regulated labor secures to them the benefits of refreshing sleep. The sentence that man must toil for his daily bread and the promise of future happiness and glory both came from the same throne, and both are blessings.